A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's Body Care Breakthrough Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
That's George Michael. He absolutely was one. He was a sex symbol, and that's what we're talking about now. But not the obvious ones like George Michael or Elvis Presley or David Beckham. We're talking about the unlikely ones, and the vast majority of them tend to be male. Very rare to describe a woman as a sex symbol. She's sometimes described as a siren for some reason, but rarely as a sex symbol. Men are the sex symbols, and one of the most unlikely ones is about 6 feet 7 inches tall. Now you'd think, oh yes, he's going to be good looking because he's tall. And maybe it is because he's tall. I've got a feeling it's something down to his talent, his wit, his charm, just his presence. Women love Richard Osman, who is the co-presenter on Pointless, and he's a bit of a quiz show genius. Let me speak to Kim Kelly about this. Kim, good morning.
Hello there. Yes, he is a lovely sex symbol, isn't he? I think us women like somebody who's rugged, but with great manners and a nice voice. And just those kind of things make somebody really attractive. Actually, just before I came on air, I put this up on my social media, and the very unlikely sex symbol emerged, and that is you, Frank, voted for by none other than Alison Clark, wife of Darren Clark.
You're terrible. You are absolutely terrible.
It's true. Go on to my Instagram and look, and she went, it has to be Frank Mitchell, and I said, I thought so too.
Alison Clark, I'm never going to forgive you. But however, it's lovely to have an endorsement from arguably one of the best-looking women in the country. So
exactly.
I don't want to say too much in case Darren's listening. Take a swing at me with these size 8s or whatever they use. But no, seriously, there are many sex symbols who are out there. Jeremy Paxman, understandably, down through the years, a great presence. But, you know, he wouldn't be described as drop-dead gorgeous, like Jeff Goldblum as well, you know, big strangly guy. All of them tend to be incredibly tall. And this is where, to be honest, I'm going to have no chance.
I don't think it's anything to do with height, though. I think it's the way they are. It's their intelligence. Like somebody like Jeremy Paxman, he's just so clever and witty, and he speaks so well, and that's just so attractive. I mean, people like Monty Don, the gardener we were talking about, and he's just so interesting and rugged and knowledgeable.
This is how it came up as a topic, actually, in The Guardian, Monty Don was described as a sex symbol, and he absolutely balked at it. He thought, my goodness me, am I? You know, it couldn't be. No one's ever described me as sexy, but it's his presence, isn't it? It's the dirt in his fingernails. You almost want to reach out and hold his hand.
It's lovely, and it's the fact that he's been married to the same woman for years, and he's just sort of low-key and intelligent and just great. He's just got a lovely aura about him, and he was talking about climate change, and it was just so interesting that I barely even looked at his picture until the end. Yes, and he is quite an attractive man. He's got a full head of hair, and he's tall. But I think, I mean, there are...
Gosh, that's so depressing, Kim, if you don't mind me saying he's full head of hair and he's tall. You know, you're not describing me here.
Okay, look at somebody like Rod Stewart. Right? He is not a good-looking man by any stretch, but people look at his wives, all leggy blondes. Now, you could say that's because he's so rich, but it couldn't just be that. He's obviously got something about him, and he's managed to create the aura of a sex symbol, although arguably he's not one.
Well, you know, he was down through the years for all the obvious reasons. He was good looking. He was never tall, when you're writing the songs that he's written and you're pulling the crowds that he's pulled, I think you can get away with being my height.
I mean, for everybody, I don't think it's anything to do with height. I mean, look at Boris Johnson. Look how many women he has had through his life, and all of them gorgeous. And look at him.
Yeah, look, Adam was right. What is it that women see in Boris Johnson? Is it his brain? Is it his wit? Is it his blonde hair? Is it his power?
All of those things. I mean, look at somebody like Simon Cowell. He's always managed to get beautiful women, but again, he's got something about him. I mean, some people might think he's a bit cheesy, but he's got something about him. There's Gordon Ramsay, again, not conventionally good-looking.
Yeah, but all of them are filthy rich. Is there any such thing as a sex symbol male who isn't well off?
Of course not.
See, that's the honest answer.
Don't be ridiculous. But I think, we've talked about this before, and I will always say this, it is not about looks, it's about the way you are, and it's about the way you make other people feel. I mean, if you're a little short man who's not that good looking, but you make a woman feel good, she's going to like you.
Yeah, I'm just looking out through the window here and I see, you know, a couple of short men who probably are dazzling when they're in the company of females. And, you know, I wouldn't describe either of the two that I can see now as sex symbols.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's people like Adrian Dunbar. I mean, he's certainly not a good-looking man, but sexy.
I tell you what, Adrian Dunbar, if he walked into the disco, he'd be pulling all night. You know, he'd be surrounded.
He's got it. He's got it going on. You know, he just has.
And is that down to his talent as an actor? Is it down to his rich Western voice? You know, he's as good looking as the next fella. He's as good looking as any of those other sex symbols that we've mentioned.
Well, I think you can't be a sex symbol without having what Simon Cowell would call the X factor. You know, you just meet people and they light up a room and all eyes turn towards them. I mean, there's people like who still do it, like Judi Dench. If she was to walk into a room, everybody would swivel. And not just because she's a famous Oscar-winning actress, but because she's got the X factor.
Well, so I'll put you on the spot. Who seriously, and leave Alison and me out of it, who seriously has it here in Northern Ireland? Who do you believe when you see them, when you read about them, when they're in the paper or you catch their eye in the street, who is it that has that sex appeal that makes them a sex symbol locally?
Northern Ireland, it's kind of hard, isn't it? It's a bit of a hard one. Northern Ireland's maybe not famed for its amazing looking celebrities, apart from Jamie Dornan, who's really attractive for obvious reasons. But there's so many people who are engaged.
See, I'm looking out at a guy now who's just arrived. Okay, he's 6'3".
Is he a sex symbol?
Well, you know, there won't be a woman this side of, as the Mason-Dixon line, as they used to say, that wouldn't say that. You probably have never seen him. Tom Brady, who is our newsreader, is 6'3", and he just has everything. He's got the whole package. He's young, he's tall, he's got the stubble, he's got the deep voice, his lovely personality.
You're selling him.
Yeah, but it's, you know, that is a sex symbol. That's what a sex symbol needs to be. And when he becomes better known and probably in the future appears on TV, he's one for the future. But I'm talking about, do you have to be in the public eye to be one today? Like, is there an Irish League footballer who's a sex symbol? Is David Healy, was he a sex symbol down through the years?
I guess some people did quite like him. You know who are sex symbols? You know some of the guys who ride in the Northwest 200? What about somebody like Michael Dunlop? I mean, he's not a conventionally good-looking guy, but because of what he does, he's sexy.
Yeah,
I really hope he's not listening to this.
No, I know what you mean. It's the power he has. The fact he's a risk taker. He's also quiet. He's smouldering. He's a lot of things. He doesn't impose himself upon you.
No, somebody like that is really attractive, and there's quite a few of those Northwest 200 guys who probably aren't conventionally gorgeous, but they have it going on.
Yeah,
they have it going on just because of the sort of And probably some of the Belfast Giants too, you know, who have like more squished faces from the crashes they've been in. And again, there's something very sexy about that. People who are dangerous people.
Yeah, when the Giants are interviewed on TV, when they pull off the helmet and the stubble's always there, and there's a sort of very often a Canadian or American accent, and you forgive them for not being as tall maybe as you expect Giants to be.
Yep. They don't need to be tall. And in fact, I imagine it would be bad to be tall on the ice rink.
What about What about at TV level? Because people are now suggesting them here. You know, your analysis of Barra. Where is Barra in relation to sex symbol?
People like Barra. People really do like Barra. You know, I've seen Barra out and about. I saw him recently, and women kind of flock around him.
Saturday night. He was at an event I was doing on Saturday night, and you know, all you could see was his dome. You know, I was looking from the stage, and I could see just his the top of his head and numerous women.
It's banter, the banter.
Yeah,
like, if you ever go out at an event, and you know your guy who used to be on Corrie, Charlie Lawson, him.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you there. Are we talking about Charlie Lawson in a conversation about sex symbols? Hold on, the most important word here, unlikely sex symbols.
Well, you know what? Anytime you go out, like anytime you're out and he's at an event, everybody, he is flocked with people.
That's true.
Because he can hold a room.
This is true. I've seen him in action.
Talks to him.
Yeah.
I mean, and he is not. And even whenever he was on Corrie, I mean, he was not exactly gorgeous there. You know, his character was quite unpleasant, but I'm sure he got plenty of fan mail.
But if he was Billy Lawson from further up the Newton Arch Road, would anyone pass any remarks on him? Is it the Coronation Street bit that makes him so appealing?
They might do if they went into the local pub. Yes, I mean, there's definitely people who are sort of celebrities in their own streets. You know, you go into sort of a certain local pub and there'll be somebody there who's sort of holding court and they are the person. You can spot them immediately. So even on a smaller level, you get local sex symbols. Like, I don't know, if you're ever in like a group or a golf club or a choir, there'll always be a couple of people who maybe aren't that good looking, but everybody loves them.
Yeah, funny, you know.
And this happens from...
On social media, there is a chap who contributes a lot politically and who rings radio stations and who is like that locally. He's known George from the Shankle, and his real name is Gary. Gary has that. I've met Gary in the town a few times, and the reason he calls himself George from the Shankle is simply because in his day, back in his day, and it's a long time ago, he had that sort of George Best look, and he still has a bit of that going. Just a wee bit of it still to the fore. Bit pudgy, all right. Carries it okay. Has a glint in his eye. I would imagine the hair. There's a wee bit of the old,
I see him.
Dye in the hair. He must be. Yep. He couldn't possibly be that age and have that amount of hair. And but he's got the swarthy skin. Always wears shorts. That's another thing.
Yes, I see him now, and he's wearing like a Northern Ireland top or a Rangers top or something like that. Yeah. He's got the banter. I mean, I didn't actually know what he looked like until now. I've just Googled him. He's got the banter, and women love that, and men love it too. Anybody who can hold a room and who can be so funny, people just are drawn to that immediately.
But he's definitely an unlikely sex symbol.
Well, he's not conventionally handsome. I mean, maybe he was in his younger. I mean, he looks what, maybe in his 50s, a little bit pudgy, yes, as you say. yes, he's not. I mean, he's no George Clooney, but he certainly, I'm sure he has no problem getting women if he wants them. Maybe he's happily married.
Well, this is it. You know, there's something about personality that's important too, isn't there?
Personality.
And that's part of the deal when it comes to being being sexy.
It's the only thing. Being sexy, being good looking is not enough, because a lot of good looking people are really boring. And if you have that glint in your eye and can hold a room and a bit of banter, we can all be Barra best, you know?
Yeah.
And Barra can certainly hold a room, you know?
Yeah, doubtlessly. I saw it, as I say, on Saturday night.
Yeah, firsthand.
One final question to you, however. If it was a toss of a coin between George from the Shankle or David Beckham, who would you want to be going to dinner with?
Probably George Mashankle, because David Beckham is a happily married man.
And for goodness sake, who would you want to have on your arm? A wee pudgy man from the Shankle or an Adonis?
You know what? Another thing that women find very attractive is men who are honest and faithful. There's something very sexy about a faithful man. I mean, it's not really nice to be with some guy who's been with everybody, and it's just unattractive. It makes them very unattractive. So... George from the Shankill, it's a thumbs up from me.
And Monty Dawn, it's a thumbs up from everyone, because he seems to be the Mr. Sexy at present. And he's 68 years old, so it's never, ever too late. Oh, Kim,
never
always
too late.
Never too late. Always a pleasure, girl. Thank you.
A pleasure.
A pleasure and a joy. The legend who is Kim Kelly, here on the U105 phone-in. It's almost 25 past 11. Tell me who you would select.
U105. Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.